We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Tafayin Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of a Shakl V'Tanya to explain the Machloikas of Yehudah and the Rabbanan, the Braisa that's brought in the Banim V'Ayinches and Midbeis. The Braisa there says, if someone takes out a Shtar Chayiv, does a Tzon a Shtar Chayiv, if it wasn't paid yet, he's Chayiv, because it's a valuable thing, you needed to collect the Chayiv, but if it was paid already, he's Pater, because now there's no point to it. And the Yehudah says, even when it's paid, you're still Chayiv, because he does need it after it's paid as well. So the Gemara wanted to know, what's the machlokes if a shtar chayiv after it's paid is a valuable or not? Rav Yosef said the machlokes is if you're allowed to have a shtar perua. If you're not allowed to have a shtar perua, so mail is valueless. If you're allowed to have a shtar perua, so then you can use it. Lots help it's l'chisay. But Abaye says everyone holds you're not allowed to have a shtar perua. The machlokes is if ma'id the b'shtar shekos v'tzarech l'kaimai, it really, the malva's claiming it wasn't paid. Just the leiva says it was paid, so that's the machlekes, who wins? If you have a shtar she'enem makuyim, the malva says it wasn't paid, and the leiva said it was paid, so the Tanakama holds that the leiva is neman, so male the shtar is valueless, you can't collect with the shtar, because since the leiva could have said it's mezuyif, he's neman to say it wasn't paid, and the malva says, and Reb Yehuda says, that the Malva could collect with the Shtar, because once the Leiva agrees that the Shtar is written, and the Shtar is beyond the Malva, he can't say any more Parati. And now we have the third Pshat, Rava. Rava says, everyone agrees, Maidib Shtar Shekasa Tzarech L'Kaimai, and the Shtar would not have any value if the Leiva says it was paid. So what's the Shaila? The question is, Kaisun Shaver Kamiflagi. The question is there halacha of Kaisun Shaver? So, our girsa that we have was Tanakama holds Kaisen Shaver, Bidos and Kaisen Shaver. And what does that have to do with Kaisen Shaver? So, there's a few pshatim, and there's two girsais, like Rashi brings down a Yesh girsa. Now, the machlekes of Kaisen Shaver ostensibly is, it's explained in Ksuvis in the second parak and in other places. Let's say the Malva comes to Bezdin and he says he wants to give the Chayif and the Leiva, and the Leiva says, I agree, I owe you money. But I want the shtar back. If you give me back the shtar, I'll give you back the money. And the malva says, I don't have the shtar. I lost it. I don't know where it is. And the leiva says, well, if you don't give me the shtar back, I'm afraid maybe you're making a trick. Maybe you have it somewhere, and I'm going to pay you money, and then you're going to come with the shtar. I'm going to say I paid, but you're going to say I can't say I paid, because shtar could be better my boy. Why do I have the shtar? If you give me back the shtar, I'll give you back the money. So the Malva says, that's a good taina. But have an Eitzah, we can write a Shaver. I'll write a Shtar saying that you paid, signed by Edom. So in case I ever come out with a Shtar, you could always pull out your Shaver. So you'll have a Edus that it was paid. But the Leiva says, I don't want to have the Achrayis of keeping the Shaver. I might lose the Shaver. The mice may eat it up. So unless I get my Shtar back, I'm afraid you have a Shtar against me. The shaver is not a good idea for me. It's not practical. I don't want to do it. So the shaila is, who wins? Does the malva have a right to say, listen, you owe me the money. Elamai, you're right. It's unfair for me to have a shtar against you, which you have no power against. But for that, we have an eitz of a shaver. And since you know you owe me the money, you have to accept this eitzah, and you're going to have to watch your shaver. Or do we say no? Since, listen, not my fault that you lost the shtar. Since I have to be chayshish that you have a shtar against me, you're telling me I can have a shaver, but I'm afraid I'll lose a shaver. Unless you produce the shtar, I don't have to pay you back the money. That's the chayda machlokes of kaisen shaver. So what does this have to do with this gemara? So Rashi had a yesh garsin that there are abundant old en kaisen shaver. So since en kaisen shaver, so mail the halacha is that I'm not going to hold on to the shtar, because en kaisen shaver, we don't rely on the shaver, so therefore the malva is not going to hold on to the shtar, even if the leiva would have a shaver, because they ain't kaisen shaver. So male, the only eitz is to destroy the shtar. So male, the shtar is valueless. It's not good, let's help it's luchisei, because you're not allowed to keep a shtar. I have an eitz of a shaver. It's not a good eitz, ain't kaisen shaver. And a mudo is no kaisen shaver. So male, I have a pashtus thing. I'll write you a shaver, and then I'll keep the shtar in order to let's up itzulchisei. So even after it's paid, I could use the shtar let's up itzulchisei. That's the girsa that Rashi is shaylo. And Rashi has two reasons why he doesn't like this girsa. First of all, he says, you're not allowed to keep a shtar perua, even if the guy has a shaver. Because who knows? Even if you're a Kesher Shaver, who knows? Maybe he'll tackle lose the Shaver. I'll ask him a Chavu. You can't keep a Shtar Perua even if the guy has a Shaver, even if the wife has a Shaver. So that, the Pnei Yeshua is a little bothered. Before the Gemara had a tzad to say that in Behuda Bechlal, you're allowed to keep a Shtar Perua. Because the Machlokes, are you not allowed to keep a Shtar Perua? So the Isis, the whole din of keeping a Shtar Perua is not 100% clear. The Gemara wanted to make that a Machlokes Tanon. So it will be so schwer to say that you're talking now to keep a Shtar Perua, but when he has a Shaver, and you hold Kaysen Shaver, you can rely on the Shaver and keep a Shtar Perua. It's so schwer to say. And the Gemara even had a tzad to say you can keep the Shtar without the Shaver. So why is it so shvayt to learn the Gemara means that you can keep the Shtar Perua al kapanim if you hold kais and shave it? So he says, Rashi say mechvili on the second question. Because there's a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says, let's say somebody wants to pay part of his chayv. So now what do? You have a Shtar for $1,000, and the Leiva wants to pay back $500. What do you do with the Shtar? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to switch the Shtar. The Malva's mechuyiv to switch the Shtar, destroy the Shtar of $1,000, and write a new Shtar for $500. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can write a shaver. Let him write a shaver of $500. He'll pull out the shtar of $1,000. And the leiva will have a shaver saying, you pay back already $500 of it. So you see, if I can't, Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't kaisen shaver. So how could in this brayser be the old kaisen shaver? Doesn't stim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, also doesn't sound so schwer. That's because you have an eitzah. You could switch the shtar. You can make a new shtar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, don't rely on the eitzah of shaver. Rely on the more secure eitzah of switching the shtar. But let's say the Malva claims he doesn't have a shtar. He lost it. And the Leiva admits that he owes him the money. But he says, unless you produce a shtar, I'm not paying you back. Maybe they will have rechmanis on the Malva and will tell the Leiva he has to watch the shaver. The only other eitzah is he loses the money in Gansin. But the Bnei Yeshua says, I'll kopon him. You see, Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit more machmir than Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi says, even in that case, you write a shaver. And Rabbi Yehuda is machmir in that case, you don't write a shaver. So here, Rabbi Yehuda would hold ein kaisen shaver, and the Rabbanan, who would presumably conclude Rabbi Yasi hold that ein kaisen, Rabbi Yehuda will kaisen shaver, mean Rabbanan hold ein kaisen shaver, it would be like a sasuar safuchas. But Al Kabanim, that's the first pshat. The kaisen shaver will give you a hetter to have the shtar lotsa pitzlechisei, and ein kaisen shaver would say you have no such hetter, but Rashi is shayl that pshat. So what's Rashi's pshat? The Gerus is the way we have it. Okay, the Buddha holds Ein Kaisen Shaver. Tanakama holds Kaisen Shaver. So since the Tanakama holds Kaisen Shaver, so Mela, we don't need the Shtar anymore. Because why would you need the Shtar after it's paid back? You would need the Malva would need the Shtar to return it to the Leiva. If you hold Ein Kaisen Shaver, so the Pshaz, you have to return it to the Leiva. Because Ein Kaisen Shaver. But if you hold Kaisen Shaver, so I don't have to return it to the Leiva, I can write him a Shaver. So Mela, the Shtar is worthless. So Taisus is bothered. Rashi is mashma, he didn't give him the shaver yet. If he didn't give him the shaver, the shtar is not worthless, even though you could give a shaver. But then again, if you had the shtar, you'd give him the shtar. You wouldn't have to bother with the shaver. You wouldn't have to get a whole new piece of paper and write up a shaver and get edim. So Taisus says, it's told me he already gave him the shaver. He paid back and he gave him a shaver. But still, according to Yehuda, it says, ein kaisen shaver, I still need the shtar because I can't rely on the shaver. I have to give him back the shtar. According to the Rabbanan, I'm allowed to rely on the shaver. I don't have to give him back the shtar, so the shtar is worthless. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Chiddush Yeran, the old Ritva, and the old Chiddush Yeran, and the new Ritva, they're all aimed that in Rashi state the Gevaldige Chiddush, and they point out this Chiddush is not put anywhere else in Shas. Gevaldige Chiddush in Hilchos Halvah, that according to Rashi, you have in this Gemara, which is not put in Shas. Because as I learned the shayla of kaid, the millennium of ein kaisen shaver is a pshat, the leiva didn't pay back. The malva says, yeah, you owe me money, pay me back. The leiva has a claim. He says, I'm not paying you unless I know that shtar is destroyed, unless you give me back the shtar. I don't have to empower you to go and collect money from me shalei kedin. So I'm not mechuyiv to pay you. I have an eitzah of a shaver? No, I'm not mechuyiv to have this eitzah. I'm going to have to hold on to the shaver, make sure it's in a safe place. I'm not mechuyiv for that, so I don't have to pay him. But here we're talking about Mishav Parai. He paid him. Now L'chay the Malva has the upper hand. The Malva got all his money back. He has to write a shaver to the Leiva. And even if you're going to say Bezdin will force him to write a shaver, which is fine, you know, in case you have a shtar, he'll force you to write a shaver. But if you hold ein kaisen shaver, so I have to pay back the money? I mean, it's my money. You have a taina, have a shtar against you, I'll write you a shaver. You have a taina, you don't want to be able to hold on to the shaver? I guess then you shouldn't have paid me. I guess it's tough luck. I have to pay back money, which is my money. You owed me the money. I have to pay back the money because of the din of ein kaisen shaver. That's a tremendous chiddush. This shleimer the loiva says, I don't have to pay you money because you have a shtar against me. Fine, even though you owe me the money. Well, good, but I'm not mechuyev to pay money and put myself in a worse position. But the malva says, I have to pay back money, which is my money, which you owe me. Because of the din of ein kaisen shaver? I mean, I'll write you a shaver. I'll do the best I can. But you want me to produce a shtar? I'm telling you, I don't have it. I have to pay you back the money? I mean, it's my money. That much you're asking me, owe me the money. It's a tremendous chiddush, Rishayim Taina. The old chiddush Aran, Amirchus Laran, he says, Ein Echanami. He says, Rishayim, oh, that's the chiddush. I call the chiddush from this Gemara. And he says, it's true la halacha, because we really pass in Kaisen Shefer. So the chiddush is not negeya. The guy paid back the money already. He doesn't have to pay back the money. He can write him a shefer. We pass in Kaisen Shefer. But there's a case that we also hold in Kaisen Shefer. Let's say in the shtar it's written that the loiv is mechayev himself, that as long as the malva has the shtar, the malva could say that it wasn't paid, even keneged edim. The loiv says, I'm being maimin the malva, as long as he's holding the shtar, to say it wasn't paid, even if edim say it was paid. So in that case, we hold in kaisen shaver, because the shaver won't help. So let's say the malva says, I lost the shtar. The loiv says, I'm not paying you. Well, I'll write you a shaver. Shaver's not going to help me. You're going to find the shtar. Well, maybe you didn't really lose it. You're hiding the shtar. You're going to pull out the shtar, and my shaver is not going to help. So I'm not mechuyev to pay you, because you might collect again. So ain't kaisen shaver, because the shaver won't help. In that case, tainat deran alocha lemaisa, even if he paid him and neglected to take back the shtar. Then he comes back to the malva. He says, "I need the shtar." The malva says, "Sorry, I lost it." The loiv says, come on, you have to give me the shtar. If you don't give me the shtar, I'm afraid to collect again. The malva says, I'm sorry, I lost it. The malva is mechuyev to pay him back the money. That's not it, the old chiddush Aran, the chiddush Yerachim Aran. But the other Rishayim are very bothered with this chiddush. They hold it's too big of a chiddush. The Ritva, Nachadashim, he says that Rav Ashi doesn't hold this chiddush. This is Rava. Rava says it's the Tainus Kaisen Shefer. Why do Rav Ashi say another Teretz? Rav Ashi said another teretz because he holds that kaisen shaver is not going to be enough of a reason why you need the shtar. Once it was paid back, ain kaisen shaver, once it was paid back, then avadi you could rely on the shaver. He doesn't have to give him back the money. And the Rishayim bring the Pirush Harach, which we have on the side, which the Pirush Harach is similar to Rashi. It's the same girsa that the Tanakhama says kaisen shaver, really says ain kaisen shaver. But it's not the pshat that since you hold ein kaisen shaver, if he doesn't produce the shtar, he has to pay back the money. But the pshat is, if you hold kaisen shaver, this is how the Ramban explains it, if you hold kaisen shaver, it means shaver is reliable. If shaver is reliable, so the shtar is irrelevant anymore. The leiva has a shaver, it's reliable, you can forget about the shtar. Mashayin, if you hold ein kaisen shaver, that means you hold the shaver is unreliable. So we still need the shtar. We need the shtar to get it back to the leiva, because the leiva needs the shtar. He needs the shtar in order to get it away from the malva. So the shtar is still something which is relevant. The old kaisen shaver, it's relevant. The leiva has a shaver. He's fine. The shtar is not going to affect him anymore. The shtar becomes irrelevant. Mele, if you might see it, you potter. But Schengenfeld and kaisen shaver, the shtar is relevant. The leiva still needs it. He still wants it. A shaver is not a reliable thing. And mele, if you might see it, you chayev. So according to the Rach also, you don't have that chiddush that if you hold ein kaisen shaver, even if he paid back, he has to return the money because he's not giving him back the shtar. Now the Gemara brings the fourth pshat. The Rav Ashi says that the reason why mishaparei it's valuable is because the loiva needs it. He needs it because he's going to show it to other balei chayves to show that he's a person that pays back his chayves. So Taisus asks a kasha, that the Tosefta says mafurish like Rav Ashi's tam. Tesefta says, "Yibudaim afa meitzi shtar perua kol shu chayiv neishem shamrei lebal chayiv." So it's clearly saying that the reason why the value of the shtar perua is that the leiva holds on to it for the bal chayiv. So why didn't the other amiram say like the Tesefta itself and the Tesefta? So the Peyeshua brings the teretz from his grandfather, the Megineh Shleimai, that the beginning of the brisa meitzi shtar chayiv actually pare chayiv misha pare pater. It's talking about the malva was meitziit. And the malva needs the shtar chayiv until the pirayin. Once the pirayin, the malva doesn't need it anymore. It's talking about the actually pare chayiv. It's talking about the malva being meitziit. So the other three amiram are learning that Rabbi Huda says af misha pare chayiv means right that the malva being meitziit. That's why Rabbi Yosef says it's because he needs a lot of pitzluchisay. And Rabbi Huda holds it's mutter mahashe shtar peruam. Abai says he needs it because he could still collect the chayiv, because not too many paid back, and so much the leiva claimed he paid back. Rav is saying he needs it because otherwise you'd have to give him a shaver. I mean, because he held enkais and shaver, because he'll have to pay back the money, because we don't want to rely on the shaver. So they're all talking about the malva being meitziit. Rav Ashi is saying that the leiva needs it. So he's talking about the leiva being meitziit. The Tesefta says clearly Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the Leiv is Chayef is being Meitziyat because he's Mishamer Lebal Chayef. But to say that that's the Pshat in this Braisa, where in the Braisa here, Rabbi Yehuda just says, Afmi Shepare Chayef, it's Mashmin the same actually Pare Chayef, which is going on the Malva, so Mishapare Chayef is also going on the Malva. That's why they say different Akimtis. That's the plain Yeshua's Teretz of Taisus Kasha. Sam Seifis is a very interesting Teretz. He says, how is it going to work? Rav Ashi says that the reason why the leiva needs it is he wants to show it to people to show him that he's a person that pays his chayvis. Pektik Sam Sefer, the Mishnah says in Babasa, Kaisen Shtala leiva alvi shem alvi imai. A leiva comes to two edim. He says, I want to borrow money from someone. Could you please write a shtar that I'm going to borrow money, $10,000 from Pliny? They can write in the shtar and give him the edim and give him the shtar. When he borrows the money, he'll give the malva to shtar. It's a shtar against him, so you're allowed to do it. So how would anyone know that he paid the chayiv? Maybe he went to Edom. They wrote a shtar, l'loiv afi shayim alva imay. And now he has a shtar. He never borrowed the money. He never paid back. How is he going to prove gava piranani? Because I have the shtar. Yekayis a shtar, l'loiv afi shayim alva imay. The problem is the Gemara B'Metzia Daf Yudbeis Amudbeis says that the two ways look, this is the problem. Why don't you say that if you're going to write a shtar to the leiva when the malva is not there, so maybe he'll never borrow from the malva, and he'll give the malva the shtar, and the malva will collect from the lekucha shalei kedin. So there are two turrets in there. One turret is that we're talking about a shtar where he's lehedim mishabed ulas nechasim from the time of the writing of the shtar, nothing to do with borrowing. Shtar HaKnaisa. He makes a kinyan being mishabed all the chasim to the malva from the date that the shtar is written. So there's no hefsa lekuchas because they tako the nechasim am mishubed from now. So if you say shtar HaKnaisa, so the only time that you write the shtar leiv v'shem alva ima is if it's written that you being makna the shibud from now, from the time of the shtar, even if he doesn't lend. So, if a shtar is not a shtar aknaisa, so then you wouldn't write it for the leiva if he didn't lend. You write it specifically and give it to the malva when he does lend. Otherwise, you give me mafsa the lekuchas. So, a shtar which is not aknaisa, he'll be able to prove that he borrowed. But there's a man on the yamin that says, Eidu b'chasum of zechamai. By all shtaris, as soon as the eidim sign, that's when the shibud's chal. It doesn't matter when he gives it to the malva, when he borrows the money from the malva when he gives over to the shtar to the malva. As soon as he signed the shtar, that's when the shibud is chal. So according to the man Yom Eidav v'chasum of Zachanoi, so then any shtar you can write for the leiva alvi shem alvi imay. So you're back with the question, how is he going to prove it? Maybe he just ate the road in the shtar and he never borrowed the money, never paid back, he still has the shtar. So Zachdik Sam Seif, it's actually a machlekes tanoim if you say the v'chasum of Zachanoi. So Mela Tesefta goes like the man the Amar that you don't say Eidav HaChasum of Zachanoi, that the only time you could be Kaisu Shtar Leiv HaShem Alv Ima would be by a Shtar HaKnaisa where you write Lehed Yashibut. So Mela, a shtar which is not a shtar knaisa would be a proof to another leiver that I obviously borrowed and paid back. Hashem, can we paskin like the Tanah made the vechasum of zachalai? So we don't paskin like the Tesefta. So he can't show it to a Baal Chayv Sheni to say that he paid back, because we paskin by all shtaris kais and shtar leiv of Hashem al v'imai. So according to our psak, it wouldn't be a proof that he paid back. So Mela, that's why the other Amiron were giving a pshan of the machlekes and pinin the rabbanan. According to the Tanam that hold the Veda B'Sum Zachamah, it can't be that he's showing it to another Baal Chayiv, because it won't prove anything. That's a Pope Bolo Sam Sefer. Now, the Sinkum of the Sugya, I want to speak about something I really spoke about a drop in the previous year, but we'll chaz it over B'Shul Dovash in the Skadish. Now, what's Halacha L'Maisa by Meitzi Shtar Chayiv in this Machlekes, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda? As I Kipshutai, if you look like any of the first three Akimtis, if the machlekes is if it's aser lishes shtar peru, or we paskin it's aser lishes shtar peru. If the machlekes is made the b'shtar shekasu tzarich lekaimai, roiv v'shein and paskin tzarich lekaimai, like the rabbanan. And if the machlekes is kais and shaver, and you learn like roiv v'shein and magiris, that the rabbanan all kais and shaver, we paskin taka kais and shaver. So in all these three, we zicha paskin like the rabbanan. If you hold the machlekes is like Ravashi, the Rabbi Yehuda holds the tzarich l'reisu lebal chayiv sheni. So there it's not so clear, but Pashas you'll say that Yochid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim, and even Mishaparai, you wouldn't be Chayiv anymore. There's an Ara on the Rambam, I mean the Rif really leaves out the whole Sugya entirely. The Rambam brings down the din that if you might see a Shtar Chayiv Perua, if it's, the Shir is, K'dei Lotzer Tzleichas Katana Shal Plaitai, which is really the Brisa earlier on the Ayin Chesem Mebeis. And the Magen Mishnah says he's passing like the Tanakama. So he stayed in the Magen Mishnah. So some version very bothered. What do you mean he's passing the Tanakama? The Tanakama says Mishapari Yipater. And the Rambam is saying Mishapari the Shir is saying Telotzav Yitzlechus Tanashal Plaita. And the Shulchan Gibarim says that he's passing the Garbi Huda. The Shulchan Gibarim on the Rif says the Rambam is passing the Garbi Huda. That's Mechayev and Ashtar Perua. But Lechayev is a Pella. Because what it means, passing Rabbi Huda, if the machlokes is if it's asul hashish tar perua, the Rama paskins asul hashish tar perua, and who then the Rama paskins made the b'shar shakas tzarich lekaimai, and the Rama paskins kaisin shaver, and elam mai the Rambam holds that the machlokes of Bana Yudah is like Rav Ashi because he has to show it to a shtar chayv sheni. So why does he say the shir if there lots of altsleches ktanah shel plait? There's nothing to do with that. He should say yichayv because he could show it to a bal chayv sheni. It's a pelvet of shilta gibayim v'tzarichi and gadol. But l'chayyur the pshat in the Rambam, and this would be the pshat in the Magen Mishnah, pasul Tanakama, is like the Marsha that we mentioned. The Marsha says, what's the pshat? The earlier Braisa said that a shtar perua is k'day lotzer l'chal pitzleches tanash l'plaita. That's the Braisa earlier that v'ayin chesem b'beis. And now we have a machlokes by a shtar perua if yichayev v'pater. So what's pshat? How does it shtim? The Rabbanan say Ishtar Peru is Pater, and a Yehuda that says Ishtar Peru is Chayiv is not because of Lotzah Pitzluchas, according to most of the Akimtis. According to Rav Yosef, it could be Al Lotzah Pitzluchas, because he holds Mutal Ash Ishtar Peru. But according to the other Akimtis, it has nothing to do with that. So what's the Pshat in the Braisa that says that Ishtar Peru is Chalichr Chal Al Tzleichas Tanesh Oplaitan? Zog to Marsha, that if you have the size big enough, Lichr Chal Tzleichas Tanesh Oplaitan, so then avadi yichayev, because it's lots of pisluchisai. And even if it's also lashishtar perua, but the pshat is, but for other people it's worth it. So mele it's called, that it's roi latznia, because other people would use the lots of pisluchis, even though if you're not allowed to, he'll throw it away. So machlekes Yehuda Rabban is talking about a shtar, which is not big enough lots of pisluchisai. So then you have to go mitzad the etzim shtar. So then you have the machlekes if by par is the shtar still valuable, but if it's good lots of pitzluchis, al-salein you'll be mechayiv. That's what the Marashah says. And we spoke out in the previous share, b'kiveger, they just read Zayis, a coin to Rav Yosef, you have to say, you don't say the story because other people can bring it out. He needs that he should be able to bring it out. And then that b'raisa would go like Rav Yehuda. But according to the other Akimtis, you could say that if it's big enough, lots of pitzluchis, then Yechayim wants that. And the case is, was told about it's too small, Lotzah Pitzluchisai. So, well, the Rambam is beautiful. The Rambam Pazulai Tanakama. Whenever it's not Lotzah Pitzluchisai, you're not Chayim in a Shtar Perua. The Shtar Perua, you only Chayim, but Lotzah Pitzluchisai. As I came along and Pashup Shat in the Rambam, Lefi the Marsha. Next time, Seifa says, he doesn't like the Marsha. It's very straight in the Marsha. I guess it's very straight to make an Akimta that the Marsha is talking about the star is not big enough. What's up? He's the Chisr Shal Faitain. So he says he would answer the Kasha that the star Perua, that the Shir is lots of Pisul Chisr, he's talking about that it's very clearly indicated in the star that it's paid. He wrote a big sign in the star, Perua. So no problem keeping it. It's a, you know, it's a star perua. So then it's lots of pisul chisayim. We're talking about you didn't write anything in the star that it's perua. So then you'd have the issa of lashes star perua. And he says another pshat in the Rambam Ayin Shom. So this one end with two kurtz and akudis from a little bit later in the Amid. One is that the Gemara brought a brisa from Rabbi Chiya that the shloisha ayir is saying the three types of leathers: matzah, chayfa, and diftera. The matzah means that it has no salt and no kamach and no afatzim, and the shear is in order to cover a weight, small weight. And chayfa is if it's muliach, but it's not kamiach and not afatz, and that's a shear that lasts kamiach. And difter is muliach and kamiach and my afatz, and that's a shear to write a get. Rashi says that the get is the smallest shear, and Taisus and the Rishayim say that it's not muchach, even though you mean abed it more, but since you abed it more, so forget it gets a bigger shear because you don't use it for the other things. You use it for a get, which is bigger than the kamei and the mishkailis. Just like Rashi himself said about a cloth, that since it's more expensive, so you don't make a kesher meksim with it, you just make tefillin and mezuzahs. And the Ritva says an interesting thing. He says, some people are medayik from this Gemara that matzah is not going to have any salt in it. Because matzah is called matzah because it doesn't have salt or flour or a fetzim. So vices with salt, it wouldn't be called matzah. So vices for this Gemara, they can't have any salt in your matzah. And it's really in the Mordechai, brings the Ga'ayne Lusir, the Mordechai Zimsachim, at the end of the second parak, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, Sim and Tafnan Hei, Sif Hei, that there's an issue to have salt in the matzah. You're not allowed to put salt in the matzah. Now the Ritva says, it can't be, because the menachos were all matzah, and the menachos had to have salt. Al kol korban chatak of melech. And the Chiddush Ha'aron brings the same thing. He's masking to the Ritva that you're allowed to put salt in the matzah. He just says it's not a raya because maybe al kol korban chatak of melech is only going on the korbanos that you makiv on the mizbeach, which I don't understand because the chayy of the menachos that you baked, you took a kaimitz of it and you makiv it on the mizbeach. Or if a kain brought it, you makiv the whole thing on the mizbeach. I don't understand the whole raya from the Ritva. Because l'chayr, the issa to put the salt in the matzah means when it's still dough, because that's the salt will be mechametzit. Like the Chiddush Ha'aron says, l'chayr, the din to put salt in the kavanas can mean after you finish baking it. After you bake the matzah, why do you want to put salt on the matzah? So I don't understand, the Ritva brings this raya because you have salt on the kavanas, and the Chiddush Ha'aron says, no, you don't have salt because you're not bringing on the mizbeach. The chayyik could put salt after it's baked. It's arachian. There are mala ma'isa paskins that if you have salt in the matzah before it's baked, it has din of chametz, and you're not allowed to even eat it, even with the avid. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is that the Gemara brought the Mishnah that says that a begel is shloisha al shloisha, for medrash a sak is dal al dal, dar is hey al hey, and the mafetz is vav vav vav, and they brought a brisa. At the same shear for tumah, that's a shear for itza. So the shaila was here, it says, or is hey al hey. And early it says, smaller shear. And the Gemara says, that's tumah ketuvla. It's talking about hard or, very hard or, which you can't use for other things. You use it as furniture. That's why you need a shear of hey al hey. So the Taisa Rosh says that when it says that the shear l'tumah is a shear l'itza, by sak, by or and sak, it means dalad al dalad tvachim and hey and hey tvachim. But by Beged, only the shear medrus is gimel al gimel tvachim. The shear for tamei mace is gimel al gimel etzmois. So it's a Shabbos, you don't need royal medrus, you just need it should be ready to use. As long as you see for tumis mace, gimel al gimel etzmois is good enough, you see it's good enough to use. So it's kashu latzniyam etzniyam kamayu. So you chayev by gimel al gimel etzmois. As they state in the Taisa Rosh. And the braisa that says, kishiru l'tumma kakshir l'etzah means the shear tumma of tumis mace. But the Rambam Lamaisha doesn't baskin that way. The Rambam baskins that the Shir of Itzah is Shleisha Shleisha Tvachim. As far as I'm, Mrs. Takam Atmi and the Rambam, Why should it be Shleish al Shleish Tfachim? Why would you need Royal Medris by Sakin Arid? Bechal doesn't have Tumma less than Dal or Dal Tfachim, less than Hale Tfachim. So the Maisa, that's you understand, there's no Ritzah Shabbos, it's not Chashiv Bechal, you can't use it. But the Shir by Beged, which is by Fatumas Meis, Shal Shashos Espais, it's Roy, but it's just not Roy for Medris, why wouldn't that be good enough to be Mechayev to Meitzian on Shabbos? As I fake the Svasem, I saw the Minchas Sariel. He wants to say because he used it as a patch, it says. So maybe something which is not used by itself, he can only use it as a patch for broken begadim, to repair the broken begadim. That doesn't have kashivas. You need gimel al gimel, which you can use on its own for medris. That's the only shir for Yitzhar Shabbos.